Rodeo Time with Dale Brisby, Monday morning. Thank you for coming in, Wes, early, showing up to work early. That's the name of the game for you, isn't it?
It's like an everyday thing.
Golly. So, first one in, last one out.
That's what I know.
Just hard work and clean living.
That's what I've done been knowing right
That's
there.
What you done been knowing.
I've done been knowing.
You that. Have adopted the that's what I know phrasing.
I mean, I've adopted a lot of phrasing I've heard around here at Radiator Ranch.
But that's what I know has like a special ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of addictive. Like you just start saying it.
The first, what is it, five times you hear it, you're like, that does not sound right.
Yeah.
And then around number six or seven, you're like, that sounds right. It feels right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I know.
That's what I've done been knowing.
That's what I've done been knowing. Then you add that to it. What else have you adopted?
All right.
Okay. Yep.
That's just one of those. When something good happens, it's just like, well, Dale, yeah. And just, yep. You know, all the classics. Just, yeah.
Well, let's get to what we really wanted to talk about in here. And that's you just defending your honor. In podcast number 8, Donnie, you know, came in and
did he slander me?
I don't know. I mean,
did he come in?
Do you feel like he did? Did you not hear it?
No, I haven't listened to it.
Oh, you haven't listened to it. Okay. Well, then good. Yeah, you'll get just kind of some. You haven't really been like brewing up anything then. So this will be just authentic thoughts of Wesley Snipes James.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Just me.
Well, you've been here a little bit shy of a year.
Right.
The Rodeo Time team. Tell me about your experience so far.
Man,
what's been the most exciting thing about working for Dale Brisby?
The most exciting thing is getting to learn how to ride bulls.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down. It's one of those things that people always like, on my bucket list, I want to ride a bull. For me, it's like, hey, I get to ride bulls whenever work's done. Yeah. Sometimes it's part of work, so I have a blast. That's the funnest thing in the world to me.
For real?
For sure.
Okay. I thought maybe you were just kind of trying it out still.
No, I think I'm
which is
much,
fine.
Yeah.
It's neither here nor there.
No.
Like
no, I'm real about it. Like I'm excited.
Like you get excited about the next bull.
Absolutely.
How do you feel when you climb down in on one?
It kind of just depends. I mean, obviously people have up days and down days, but I mean, it's just, I'm pretty much every time before I climb down, I just kind of make sure like, all right, whatever else is happening in life has to stay outside that chute. And then you just climb down in and it's work time. It's business time.
Yeah. And I think, you know, obviously the greats like myself,
right,
in bull riding, we get to where we can go to that special place in our mind every time. That's the consistent, you know, when you can be consistent. Because here's the thing about bull riding, people, citizens of Winnebago, thank you for listening. I'm going to talk to you now. Bull riding, it's 90% mental and the rest is in your head. All right. So think about that. Some of you, it might take a few days to pick up on that and get that. But the point is, you got to have it going on upstairs. You know what I mean?
For
and
sure.
That's 90 plus 10. That's 100% of the battle, old son. And your boy DB, I can take it to a hundo every time. So don't believe anything I say and only half of what I do. But the point is, I'm the greatest of all time. You listen to me, you win. You don't, you won't. All right? So speaking of bull riding.
Right.
We're going to do it today.
Yeah, we are.
Do you know what's going on today?
I think we're going to do a little sale barn purchasing.
Yes, we are.
Just get some
there's been
bulls.
There's been some good bulls come out of sale barns. Farmer John, PBR Finals bull.
He was ranked.
He was a ranked bull.
He was a ranked bull.
Came out of a sale barn. And
big old muley.
It's going to be this. There's I've already been talking to the sale barn owner.
Yeah.
About some of the stock that's in the back pens as we speak, waiting on Dale Brisby to flash his bidder number.
They got some wild stock in there.
I'm not gonna say what they got. I'm not gonna tell you what they got. You guys are gonna have to tune in to Rodeo Time on the YouTube version because it's gonna get exciting. It's gonna get Western. Okay, I'm gonna say that. But here's the thing, like, it could go either way.
It could. They could come out and do nothing. They could come out and just be crazy.
Regardless, like, their first trip, I don't know, it could be their best trip, it could be their worst trip.
Yeah.
You know, like
Captain Hook.
Bodacious.
Oh.
Bodacious was not that good early on. Bodacious was kind of just a jump kicker down the pin, and then, like, one day somebody got hung up to him.
Really?
Yeah, for
I
real.
I didn't know that.
Real talk. Somebody got hung up to him, and he turned a corner. Huh. And from then on, he was just, like, super ranked.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When he very first started, like, he was just a bull. And then became what he was, man killer. But the point is, then there's other bulls like Captain Hook. His first out, he was just like a sweetheart. I think around to the right into Randy's mitt.
Yeah.
And Randy, I think, likes him away from his hand. But regardless, he thumped him. I think I would have called it an 88. I'd have been 90.
Right, right.
But,
of course.
But it was a good bull ride. And then from that point on, Captain Hook got weaker and weaker,
yeah,
more miserable.
Again.
Yeah, he never really bucked again. So we sent him on to greener pastures. And now we've been getting on John Rickle. We've been getting on 511, New Mexico Bad Boy. But it's time for some new bull blood.
I'm excited. I'm excited for new stuff.
Okay. You might be eating your words.
Yeah.
I got a call from... JB a couple days ago.
No, JB's not allowed to be involved in this.
JB has been helping some big ranch in South Texas clear out like this 30,000 acre place with helicopters because these bulls are so wild. They've been out there for years, not seen humans, not been tipped, all ages.
No.
3, 4, 5-year-old bulls.
No.
Big horns, sharp horns.
Nope.
And he's going to be the one to haul them to the sale barn, and so he is going to bid on them and bring them to Radiator Ranch.
Today.
Not today.
Oh. So.
Hey, there's Donnie Daytona rolling in. Let's see what time it is, Wes. Let's see if you got here. I mean, you did get... Oh, 7:55. Donnie has been getting here earlier and earlier. Like, he's kind of on a roll.
Well, I guess it's easy to show up to the warehouse early when you don't have to feed every morning.
Yeah, that's true. So Donnie and Wes have kind of gotten their roles picked out in the morning. Like, they're both willing to do anything, but Wes usually starts off the day feeding. Donnie starts off the day in here. Who do you think's a better bull rider, you or Donnie?
Donnie.
Really?
Yeah.
Why you say that?
I don't know. He's got the fundamentals down quicker than I did, which is fine. I'm happy for him, but.
Who do you think's, man, okay. Wow, you answered that quick.
I figured that one was coming, and I was like, it's pretty obvious. I'm not going to just go out there and be like, yeah, I'm great. I'm the best bull rider in the world.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Got to give respect where respect is due.
Yeah, no, and you got to tell the truth, you know, because the evidence is in, like, you just can't escape the truth.
Exactly.
And that's why, like, I got to tell people, like, I am the greatest of all time, period. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I can't escape the truth.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
You
this
just
early
poop?
In the morning. No, I thought I needed to, but I don't. You don't want to force it this early.
Yeah, you can't
it's
force
too
a
early
poop.
In the day to force it.
Not on a Monday.
It. So, man, that was a quick conversation about Donnie. Do you feel like? What strengths do you feel like you have above Donnie?
In bull riding,
or working for Dale Brisby?
I got the jump on him. I was here first. Got the. See the lay of the land first.
Yeah, you dropped everything.
Yeah, I literally dropped everything.
And
just came out here and was like, all right.
You're working in Big Spring.
Big Spring.
You went from Tennessee to Big Spring.
Was only there for 2 weeks.
But even out there, like, you knew that Texas was your new home.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
So, sold. Becky, he was already in Texas, in my defense.
That's true.
And you already knew Texas was home.
Yeah, for sure.
I was just responsible for you taking a pay cut.
That is also true. I mean, I wouldn't even put the blame on you. This is my decision. I was like, hey, I'm going out here.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah, I didn't even know who you were until you DM'd me.
Thanks for the chance.
I was looking this morning. We've had a lot of orders from Tennessee online. You feel like it's fans of Wesley Snipes Janes, Wesley Danger Janes, Westifer Janes? We've got a lot of nicknames for Wes.
I think it's just a bunch of people from high school that are like, wait a minute, what's he doing? Why does he have so many, like, where did all these followers on Instagram come from?
And then they're like, then they stumble across me.
And then they're like, oh my gosh, he's hanging out with.
The greatest boy. Yeah, I got to get the merch.
And then they're like, oh, I guess he's hanging out with J.B. Mooney too. But
right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
There literally were like two or three Tennessee people that ordered the JBDB Buck and Bull stuff. So that is interesting.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. But not that crazy that I have fans all over. If you had asked me 10 years ago if I thought my face would be on a t-shirt, I'd have told you yes.
Absolutely.
I'd have told you yes.
For sure.
Indeed.
Yeah. That was a no-brainer.
Absolutely. So what's your favorite part of outside of bull riding? Working for Dale Brizard.
See, Donnie thinks he has this nailed. And he does.
He thinks he has what?
Has this nailed. He thinks he knows this answer about me.
Yeah.
And he does. I love feeding.
Yeah.
I love just getting out on whatever, West Camp, Guacamole Camp, headquarters, wherever it is. I just like getting out and feeding and getting a count on it.
Yeah.
Checking fences.
Yeah. Okay. How much more do you love that than booth life?
Ooh, very little, because I love booth life a lot.
Okay.
I love.
Yeah, because last weekend, somebody needed to stay, somebody needed to go, so I was like, all right, I'll take Donnie with me to San Antonio. I'll leave Wes here to feed. Wes loves to feed. Donnie will do anything. And I felt, when I told you the plan, I felt like you were sad.
A little bit.
Really conflicted. You were like excited you got to feed, but then you were sad you had to miss booth life.
I was upset I didn't get to go to Fort Worth.
Yeah.
I know those were long hours, and it's not like your typical booth, but, you know, I didn't even get – I don't know. Maybe we'll see about San Antonio.
Well, Fort Worth, they moved the arena, and so we were kind of playing it by ear, and there was a lot less foot traffic than normal. You went one time.
On a Saturday.
Yeah, with me.
Yeah.
Wasn't really work. Pretty busy then.
Yeah, that was busy.
Excuse me.
That was a good day. I didn't really get to work the booth, you know? Interact with the Winnebagoans.
Winnebagoans?
Yeah.
Winnebagoans. Winnebagoans. We'll get that figured out. Do you get more nervous or whenever JB shows up? How you feel when you know JB's coming?
Don't wear anything metal.
Yep, okay.
Wear 3 layers of underwear.
Right. Why?
Because there's most likely within 10 minutes of him arriving, a hot shot coming for those regions.
Gotcha.
And so you just got to be on your toes. Like a midget at a urinal on your toes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another one I picked up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paying attention.
Didn't cost me a dime.
Didn't
either.
Cost you a dime.
Woo.
Either.
Head on a swivel, baby.
Man after my own heart. So
anyway, there's a lot of hot shots that go around when he shows up, so I get nervous.
Yeah. I mean, one of the more viral videos of you getting hot shotted was, I think it's rodeo. I don't remember which rodeo time it was. It was before. It was back in like October because JB came to the house. He got on some bulls.
Oh, I know.
And the video, it looks like we're just terrorizing you.
You were.
We were. Okay. We were terrorizing you in the video.
You roped me.
What was not shown in the video was you starting the fight.
I played the fifth.
So if you watch this episode of Rodeo Time, it's pinned to the top of my Facebook page. I think it's also pinned to the top of my YouTube page. But nonetheless, it just looks like JB and I are just...
You were.
But he started it.
Barely. I literally just... One time, JB...
I'm talking to JB. JB is... I'm horseback. I'm looking down. I see Wes coming, and I'm just thinking, like, there's no way he's going to start this with JB. So I didn't warn JB.
That's your fault.
Also, I wanted to just see, like, how... So anyways, there's no cameras rolling, but he lit up JB.
No, it was a...
I felt bad because I hadn't warned him. I did rope Wes, put the heels on him, and just held him. I didn't really drag him that far.
Nah, just a couple feet.
That part was probably, I don't know, uncalled for on my part. But, I mean, because you didn't really hot shot me. You have
probably
before.
Uncalled for.
So I guess I was instigating it a little bit. But anyways, the point is Wes started it. So you need to know that when you watch that video. If you're listening to this podcast on YouTube, I'll show some of the clips here. But anyhow, the point is sometimes Wes asks for it. So the last
I don't ask for
episode.
It.
Yeah, that's you asking for it. If you hotshot JB Mooney, like knowing his personality now. And you can't plead the fifth. Like, you know how he gets.
Yeah. But he had previously, at another date, hotshotted me.
Oh, so you were getting him back.
Yeah, it was just payback for that.
And you just didn't have time to communicate that to him.
I was like, hey, bud, this is for the last time.
Okay.
Buzz. Yeah.
And he's the kind of guy who would be like, oh, now we're even.
Yeah. As understanding as he is.
He saw red.
Oh,
He blacked out a little.
He was a little Mexi fighting bull, right?
He blacked out. Yeah.
He was not happy.
Hotter than a Mexican lunch plate. There's Randy. What do you think about Randy?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the last episode. Huh? I better walk away. Yeah, you better walk away. I don't know why. But let's talk about the last episode of Rodeo Time.
Right.
You were sick.
Yeah, I was.
We quarantined you.
Billy Ray Cyrus virus.
You had the Billy Ray Cyrus virus. We quarantined you to the hot dog suit.
Yeah.
And
about that.
I felt that was like a wise move to try to keep the rest of the posse from getting sick.
They sell...
it didn't help.
They sell those little hospital masks for like 55 cents over there.
I got sick.
The Dollar General.
In San Antonio. Miserable sick.
That's a shame. No fun.
I went to Booth Life and sick is no fun. I'm gonna name drop because it's part of the story. I went to Cody Johnson's to have dinner.
Whoa.
And was miserable.
That's no fun.
The doc told me I wasn't coughing much, so I shouldn't be that contagious. He said, just so long as you don't kiss anybody, drink after anybody, whatever. So I made sure not to kiss Cody when I got there, but I will say that if he gets sick and misses a show, it's your fault.
Whoa, no, wait a minute, no.
Yeah.
That's not my fault, that's
Cody,
your fault.
He's on tour with Miranda Lambert right now, did you know that?
She's a babe.
Ever heard of her?
Yeah, I've heard of her.
I've met her. Whew. That was another name drop.
Yeah, I could tell.
Actually, I just got to visit with her husband.
That's cool.
Longer than her.
So in other words, you're trying to turn around the reason you got Kojo sick and you're blaming it on me.
If you get Cody Johnson sick and he has to miss one of his shows with Miranda, then.
No, it's not my fault.
It is your fault. Absolutely.
Dear Rodeo.
Okay. Sorry. So you're excited about today?
Yeah, I'm pumped.
How do you feel? let's say it's an outlaw. Let's say it's a 1,800-pound outlaw with baseball bats for horns. How are you feeling when you crawl down in there today?
Crawl down in there?
Yeah, in the buck and shoot.
It's business time. It's
rodeo time.
Straighten up that bolo and let's
rodeo,
get to work.
Rodeo time.
Rodeo time. Yeah. Now, before I get down the chute, I might possibly be sweating. And I don't know, just play it by ear, you know?
Yeah.
Still new to this thing. Let's get her done. Let's get on some bulls. Get some new ones in. Hey, they can't hurt you if you're on their back.
Heard that.
Only when you're on the ground.
Yeah. So, hey, okay, back to the hot dog suit. So, you're in the hot dog suit. You're running around. You got strapped. We go to fix the water gap. We get out. Everybody is like, hey, don't make him fix this water gap. It's cold. It's raining. It's 38 degrees. He's sick.
Which nobody told me that. They were just secretly coming up to you and telling you that.
Right. But now that you know that I wasn't actually even planning on making you do it, Cheech didn't want you to do it. Leroy didn't want you to do it. Donnie didn't even want you to do it.
That's a surprise.
But Randy was the first one out of the truck with the camera on. How does that make you feel? Go.
That's a low blow. That hurts a little bit. I thought me and Randy were a little closer than that. I mean, I look after Randy. I want to make sure that he's taken care of and healthy at all times. And that way he can perform at peak performance.
Yeah.
And he wasn't thinking of others that day.
No, he wasn't. So, seeing, like, watching the videos.
Right.
Maybe how JB has interacted with you. How I've interacted with you.
Right.
On camera.
Mm-hmm.
Off camera.
Yeah.
At the warehouse.
Yep.
On the road.
Of course.
Booth life.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have for the future interns of Rodeo Time Incorporated? And you've got complete immunity right here. You can tell them anything you want. Stare down the barrel of that microphone, that camera, that lens right there. Next intern coming in, you can give him just a couple of lines of advice. What are you going to say?
Be on time.
Yep.
Don't be too good to do anything.
Yep.
Pay attention. It don't cost you a dime.
It don't cost you a dime.
And have fun. Don't forget the reason you applied for it. Have fun.
Okay, so now I'm not here. Let's pretend like I'm not here. What are you telling me?
Stay away from Dale at all times.
Yeah.
And just get what you have to get done early and go above and beyond. And I'm kidding about staying away from Dale. He's a good dude.
Mm.
But do what you got to do. And everything will work out.
Yeah.
Be more valuable to him than he is to you.
Mm.
Strive to do that.
Yeah. Dude, that's wisdom right there.
That's some is that some DB stuff or some Gary Vee stuff?
Well, both, because you're still here.
Right.
So it's worked for you. Come on in here, Randy. Tell us what you think about.
Oh, speaking of the other day, he didn't just get out of the truck and start shooting. When you started hitting me with that piece of trim in the back of the truck,
The quarter round.
Yeah, the quarter round. He's like, do it again. That was.
What are you talking about?
You don't act like you don't know what we're talking about. You know good and well what we're talking about.
What is he talking about?
Whenever we were filming, whenever we quarantined him to the hot dog suit, and then I hit him with that long piece of stick.
Yeah, well,
stick.
I didn't get it on camera the first time.
That didn't hurt that bad either.
Okay. The first one hurt because it, like, made its way right between my spine. And that hot dog suit wasn't very thick right there. It was very thin.
I don't think so.
Wah.
Who do you think's tougher, you or Donnie?
Me.
Whoa. I asked him who he thought the better bull rider was earlier, and he said Donnie.
Why you cut yourself short?
I'm not cutting myself short. I'm just giving respect to.
Do you feel like you've covered more bulls though? Because you made a comment about his fundamentals. I think he does. Like, I think he rides correct.
Well, he's got a. He's smaller than you. Yeah. But I think you're not gonna look.
I look goofy. I do, and I'm okay with that as long as I'm.
Well, you're 6'5".
Yeah. As long as I stay on the back, I'm okay with it.
You're 6'5".
Right.
It looks different.
Screw for sure. The form, get the horn.
All day, oh yeah.
Up and down to Paytown.
Yeah.
Yeah, it don't matter unless you get a score.
That's what I know.
I see where you're coming from on the fundamentals.
Right.
But don't sell yourself short. I think you might have covered more bulls than Donnie.
Maybe. I don't know. We'd have to check. But
yeah.
I'm not really that concerned.
How many
about
bulls do you think you've been on since you've been here?
Probably close to 50, I would think. I don't know. I remember the first 10. I was like, well, "All right, this is number 7."
Yeah.
And now it's just
I'm gonna be the next.
Yeah.
Ross Coleman, who's another tall bull rider.
Right.
I gotta call him back. By the way, dang it. I'm sorry, Ross. I'm gonna call you, Randy.
What?
How are you feeling about today?
I feel great. I think it's going to be funny.
Randy saw my text from the sale barn owner about the bulls that are there waiting on us. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I'm super excited.
I am too. Like, I'm buying
We're
them.
Actually going to have some rodeo.
I really hope that the guy didn't pass around the word that DB wants them and somebody's going to run up the bid, because I'm buying them.
What's he got, some big old uphorns? What's he got?
No, I'm not going to tell you. Just I can't wait to see your face whenever they come in the ring.
Okay.
I'm nervous now.
We might as well talk about how we should film it real quick.
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you want me to get their reactions, or have Leroy stay on you all the time, the whole time? Mic you up?
I don't think their reactions are going to be like a one and done thing.
Yeah.
I think they're going to they're going to be wide-eyed for a long time. I think you should focus on the 67-year-old rancher.
Don't
and I think that let Leroy kind of get some sidebars with them, because Donnie's going to act cool, but he's going to feel the same
big
way
game
that Wes does.
They're talking a big game.
Act cool there, but when we load them in the chute to get on.
They're probably some steers.
Then put
that's probably what it is. It's probably some steers you got lined up.
It might be. It might not be.
I don't know what you got up your sleeve. I'm kind of nervous.
We may have to snip this podcast right here, and then do a second half of it after this afternoon.
I think that is
Wes part 2, and just butt them up together.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of nervous.
No, it'll be good. I have faith in you. So that's the thing. I really do think that even if these bulls trash talk real bad, fighting the shoot, snorty, mean, it's going to be the first time they've ever had a flank on, probably.
Right.
Which means they're going to be kicking at it, which means they're not going to be as fast. So, when you do come off, your boy DB will have your back, at least good enough for you to get out of there.
I'll throw a hat.
Randy will throw a hat.
That's all I get is a hat throw.
That's anyone ever gets with me.
I don't even get one pass.
I'll throw a hand in there. I may not pass all the way through, but I'm going to throw a hand in there.
I'm a cross guard at school, stop.
He ain't going to camp on you, for too long. I'll say that.
That we know of.
So,
he might mop the floor with you a little bit.
You're going to have to get up and get out. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think you should focus on that anyway. We'll worry about that after. Like you said, they can't hurt you if you're on their back.
That's what I know.
Unless their horns are really long.
It's not the horns you got to worry about. It's the feet.
But yeah, they really even if they
you got some longhorns coming out of the chute today or something.
Even if they can get your knee or something, you should be. It's not gonna hurt as bad as if you were on the ground or in the chute.
So these are not tipped.
We're not going to put you on something that's not tipped.
We'll tip them if we need to tip them.
Yeah. I'm not.
What is it? Quarter dollar? Crazy person. It should be a quarter dollar. I think that's what JB said.
Half dollar.
Half dollar? Is a quarter dollar even a thing? Yeah, I guess
that'd be a quarter.
That'd be a quarter.
Yeah, we're going to cut this here and just pick up part 2 here after the Selborne.
Okay. Well, we'll see how today goes. Thank you guys for listening. By the time you're listening to this, we probably will have already bucked them. So, get ready, Wes. Get it warmed up. Get it on your mind. Because it's rodeo time.
Rodeo time.
Pow, pow.